Breakfast with Benz podcast today. Tim Benz with you, talking a little hockey, a little college hockey. I'll actually be down in Tampa for the Frozen Four in a couple weeks. Looking forward to that. And we're looking forward to the return of the Robert Morris University hockey program. It's a story we have covered extensively here at Trib Live, as you know. And now some of the team is starting to take shape as the Colonials are returning to the ice for the 2023-2024 season after a two-year hiatus. The program cut following the 2021 playoffs and quickly brought back. The right move to bring him back, in my opinion. Glad that it's happening. Looking forward to getting college hockey back in Pittsburgh again. And joining us right now, he's one of the players who will be transferring to Robert Morris from a former rival in Atlantic hockey, from Niagara University. He played 4 years there. He's a Fox Chapel kid. He'll be one of the goaltenders with the Colonials. Speaking with me as we're taping up here on a Monday afternoon, his transfer became known today to come back to the Pittsburgh area and play for RMU. It is Chad Veltri. Chad, congratulations on the decision. Look forward to seeing you play goal back here in Pittsburgh again.
Appreciate it. Excited to come home, and thank you for having me on.
Yeah, let's talk about what went into the decision-making process. You got 4 years under your belt at Niagara, coming off a good year this year. I believe you. Didn't you lead the Atlantic in total saves made?
I believe so, yeah. I know there was a lot this year. I played a lot of games this year, so yeah. I'd have to look at the stats, but it was probably somewhere up there.
So you got a lot of hockey experience under your belt in 4 years at Niagara. How do you feel you've grown as a goalie, and what sort of a finished product are you coming here for a fifth year to RMU to help reboot the program?
I think I've grown tremendously. I think being a goalie, it's a hard position. There's only one guy in that a night. So I think these 4 years I've really developed, played under some really mature goalies. And I think I'm just bringing a lot of experience, and I like to consider myself very calm, so hope to win some games for the Colonials in the future here with that.
Well, it's the least you could do after you ended the program, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, for people who don't know, and you got to go back in the archives a little bit to look this up, but you were the goalie of record the last time the Colonials actually played a game. Niagara beat RMU during the 2021 playoffs. You had 44 saves. In fact, correct me if I'm wrong in this, Chad, didn't you have a shutout going until like the last 11 seconds of the game in that decisive game three? And then you guys win 2-1. You go on to the semifinals of the playoffs, and Robert Morris, unbeknownst to them at the time, wouldn't have a program for two more years. It's a very strange, like 180 degrees dichotomy with you coming back to help relaunch the whole thing.
Yeah, it's definitely a funny way to think of it like that. That year, RMU had a great team, and we peaked at the right time there and had a good weekend, but yeah, obviously a great team. They were a skilled team and kind of truly shocked everyone when the news came out that they were folding. So yeah, just crazy to come back there, and just kind of funny how it happens like that when you beat them in their last game.
How'd you feel about that, being a conference rival, being a Pittsburgh kid? I imagine you had some significant ties back here to the RMU program. When you heard that the program was going away, what went through your head?
I mean, obviously that's big news. Being from Pittsburgh, I grew up playing in that rink for youth hockey, so obviously you see RMU everywhere around there. So it's a staple in Pittsburgh, being a college program and the only college program in Pittsburgh. So obviously that hits home a little bit, but at the time, being at Niagara, it was, you feel bad, but you're also, it's hard to control yourself when you're in conference with another team.
Given that the program did come back 2 years later, there's a lot that needs to go into rebooting and reorganizing the roster, obviously. But because Derek Schooley is still here in charge, because there are still, you know, assistants and people within the athletic department that had ties to RMU, that worked here at RMU when it was here, it feels like a framework is here at least, Chad. They know how to do hockey. Like they, and Derek has done this before, right? I mean, Derek launched the program in the first place. So does that give you confidence that even though it's a rebooted program, that it's not really starting from ground zero as some expansion programs would, if you will?
Yeah, like you said, all their experience that they have, it's truly tremendous. It doesn't really feel like it's a new program. My time at Niagara, Matt Nicholson, assistant coach there, recruited me to come here, and then he ends up back at Robert Morris. So, you know, all these guys are very experienced in their job and know what they're doing. So I have full trust in them.
So you're saying Matt recruited you when he was an assistant at Niagara? You're saying he recruited you when he was here at RMU?
Went to Niagara, then back to Robert Morris.
And back through the portal. Okay,
yep,
I got you. Yep. Yeah. Why did you make the decision to transfer? Because you did have an option, right, to stay at Niagara. Mm-hmm. Did you just want to try something new? Was it just a matter of coming closer to home? What went into your decision-making process?
Yeah, so with COVID, we get that extra year of eligibility. So you kind of want to weigh all your options. And I put myself in the portal just to see what was out there. And obviously, when Robert Morris calls, you know, being from Pittsburgh, that it just would be a tremendous experience to play at home in my last year of college hockey. Family's 30 minutes away, less than that. So just to have them experience that too, and not only for me, I think looking back on it, it'll be a great memory for my whole family.
You said that Robert Morris was a staple when it came to Pittsburgh hockey, that it was part of your upbringing playing juniors, or at least, sorry, youth hockey in that rink anyway, at Neville Island. So given that, is it special to you to be associated with this program as a player for it as opposed to a player against it for so many years?
Yeah, definitely. To wear that logo, you know, obviously you see them all over the place, and I think it's something special. It kind of truly represents Pittsburgh as itself, you know, being the only hockey team. So, you know, it'll be special to wear that jersey, and I'm very excited for it.
Did you have much of a relationship with Derek Schooley during your initial recruiting process when you were deciding where you're going to play college hockey, and how was that maintained over the years?
I actually did not. Obviously, I said the relationship with Matt Nicholson,
right.
So we obviously knew of each other. Being from Pittsburgh, you know all the names around there. So growing up, you always know Coach Schooley. But I took the first offer I got coming to college, and I was very happy with my 4 years at Niagara. But excited to kind of reconnect with Nicholson and really have a good time with Schooley as well.
Have you stayed in touch with any other players that might be coming to RMU, guys that are currently here at RMU, the holdovers that are still around? Are you getting a vibe of what this team may look like based on the pieces that are going to be thrown together through the portal and through recruiting of new kids, freshmen and so forth?
I haven't talked to anyone currently, but previously, my family has a good relationship with the Lynch family.
Okay.
So Luke and Zach Lynch had some good conversations with them, and they had nothing but good things to say about the program and Coach Schooley. So some other players, Jordan Timmons, who was there for a short year, kind of did the same thing as me, came home for 1 year. So kind of the same thing as me, and just kind of gave me the whole overhaul of his experience and made my decision easy.
Yeah, I felt bad for Jordan. I think he got hurt somewhere along the way, didn't he, during his year
yep.
here? And then, of course, COVID bit. And that was a shame because I thought he was going to do some good things for the Colonials.
Yeah.
But you guys were you guys play together? Are we just friends or what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we played for Penn's League together. So probably played youth hockey for 3 or 4 years together.
And he suggested this would be a good spot for you to close out your college career?
Yeah, he said he really enjoyed his time. He said it was obviously COVID year, so things were a little different then. But from what he experienced, he said I'd have a great time here.
What's the portal experience like for you as a player? You know, I hear this all the time from Derek and the way he's been navigating it even before COVID. You know, I do some work with Duquesne basketball as well. The relationships that they try to keep up and kind of maintain without violating any rules. It's tough. It's a slippery slope, right? But what's it like from the player's point of view when you go into the portal?
I mean, with no previous experience, it's definitely a very stressful time. A lot of talking on the phone and setting up meetings to talk with these coaches. But definitely it's a hard decision when it comes down to the end. And you have that many options available. It just makes it hard. But, yeah, definitely very stressful, but glad I found an answer.
Again, Chad Veltri with us, talking about his return to Pittsburgh, now going to be the goaltender, one of the goaltenders anyway, at Robert Morris University when the program relaunches in the fall. Let's get to that, Chad. What about the timeshare in the Nets? Do you know of where else Robert Morris might be going? Have they told you, hey, we want you to be a guy that starts 37 games? Do you think it's going to be more of a split? What are they telling you?
No matter what anyone says is that you still have to compete every day. I mean, there's only one goalie on the team, so I mean, you got to play your best every night, and you want to give your team a chance to win. So I think it's very important. But there's obviously no guarantees in life, so I'm just trying to work hard and as well guide some of these younger kids with my experience and just prove myself there.
You used the word stressful before to describe what it's like being in the portal. Man, I bet that's especially the case when it comes to goalies. I would think goalies in hockey and quarterbacks in football, it's kind of like you all must know where you're going. It's almost like NFL free agency to a degree in that way, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, I think one domino falls and you know that might be a spot where you go or vice versa. Somebody takes your domino, right?
I think one positive thing I've learned is just to stay calm and collected. I think your whole team feeds off the goalie's energy. So if your goalie's not stressing out, then your team won't stress out. I think as a goalie, you're going to let in goals. You got to accept that. And if you get mad about it or care too much about that, it can really affect other people.
So you just sort of take that and apply it to the mentality off the ice too, is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So last thing I wanted to ask you then, let's go back to that game. What do you remember about that game when you beat Robert Morris to advance to the playoffs? I remember calling that game for RMU and having like a plane of plexiglass between me and my broadcast partner. It was really weird. It was just barely post-COVID times. It was like almost exactly a year out from when the season had been canceled before. What do you remember about it? And what do you remember about the exhilaration and experience of closing things out and moving on to the next round there?
Yeah, I think it was obviously a great series. I think Robert Morris won the first game in overtime. We won the second game. I think it was in overtime too, actually. And then the third game, it was a hard physical game and maybe a 2-1 game to finish off. But yeah, that feeling after you win a hard weekend, there's nothing that compares to that. So really want to feel that again and hope I can bring Robert Morris to playoffs and get that feeling together with him.
It'd be weird if you saw Niagara, wouldn't it?
yeah, very.
But then again, the way you guys always seem to find each other in the playoffs, I wouldn't know what else to expect. You guys would have to play each other at some point.
Yep.
Well, listen, Chad, I appreciate the time. Thanks so much. It's an interesting twist. It's a fun storyline, that's for sure. Hopefully more local players come back and join you. I think that'd be nice to beef up the roster with a lot of Pittsburgh kids to re-energize the program. And you're at the front of the line. Welcome back to town, and we look forward to watching you play next fall, all right?
Awesome. I appreciate you having me on.
Chad Veltri here on the Breakfast with Ben's podcast.